This is Bucharest Radio Romania International. DX Mailbag.
Hello and welcome to DX Mailbag with me, Tarin Kotsoyu, with a show addressed to radio enthusiasts from across the globe, where we share their experiences with the others across the continents. And let's get straight to it. We begin with our good friend Kenji Takahashi of Japan, who writes, "Dear sirs, I'm pleased to inform you that I have listened to your radio broadcast. The details of the reception report are as follows. I hope this report will be of some value to you. Station, Radio Romania International, language Romanian. Frequency, 9570 kHz. Date, the 8th of January, 2024. Time, 1330 to 1355 UTC. Receiver, SDR receiver made in China. Antenna, MLA-30 loop external antenna, approximately 10 meters above ground. SIMPO, 02-233-22. Comments. There was a lot of noise, but there was no interference, so I received it. Next, found a frequency in good condition and received it. The program was a talk show, and from around the 45th minute onwards, I could hear a conversation between a male and female announcers. I was able to send the reception report via the web form. Well, thank you very much, Kenji, and we are very sorry that your reception was so poor. Most of the reception reports from Japan report actually pretty good conditions, but we hope that improves. And we are glad you could get to hear some live Romanian language. Thank you very much, and please write again. And let's keep it in the land of the rising sun with yet another report from our very good friend, Mr. Shin Makino from Agio City in Saitama Prefecture, Japan. He writes, "Dear Radio Romania International, the English section, I wish to report reception of your broadcast of English programs as follows. Here are the details of the program. Date, January 12th, 2024. Time, 2300 UTC to 2330 UTC. Frequency, 9620 kHz. SIMPO, 34343. Receiver, XH Data D-808. Antenna, attached telescopic antenna. Place of reception, Agio City, Saitama Prefecture, Japan. Comments. I wish you a happy new year and look forward to your continued patronage in 2024. I look forward to another year of meaningful programs from your station and beautifully designed QSL cards published every month. I hope to be able to send you a reception report as regularly as possible this year. May the new year be a happy and wonderful one for everyone in your radio station. Please continue to take care of your health." Well, Mr. Makino, it is always a joy to read your messages, and we thank you for the beautiful wishes. We're sorry that your reception was not ideal, but that probably will mend depending on the weather. In any case, on behalf of all my colleagues, I wish you and our listeners a happy new year and many achievements in 2024. And now let's get closer to home, where we get regular messages and reports, very detailed ones, I might say, from our excellent friend Mr. Alan Gale from Lancashire in the United Kingdom. He is the Yaesu FT920 transceiver with a Daytang AD370 active antenna mounted outdoors to get our broadcast of Thursday the 28th of December 2023 between 1200 and 1255 UTC on the frequency of 15,460 kHz. And he reports a SIMPO of all vibes to 55544, commenting, And very good signal throughout, with just some very slight fading, but nothing to cause any issues with reception. He continues, dear friends at RRI, please find enclosed my listeners' club report for December 2023. Reception on the DRM frequency of 11,630 kHz at 1800 UTC was very poor at times during late December. On some days, it was non-existent, and on others, just audible in short bursts. At other times, though, the signal was up to its usual high strength and very good. So I'm not sure if this was due to some technical problem or just down to poor propagation. Hopefully, the lengthening days will improve things at 11 MHz will propagate better during daylight hours. No such problems with the 1200 UTC broadcast on 15,460 kHz, though, which is nearly always a very good signal here. So I have been listening to that on most days instead. My thanks again for all your programs, and best regards to all, till next month. Thank you very much, Alan, for yet another very detailed reception report. We always look forward to them, and we were happy that you finally got excellent reception on your end. Well, have a happy 2024, and of course, we look forward to next month's report. And a bit further north, in Denmark, our good friend Hans Bernhard Lolicke sent us an unusually brief message, but to the point. And he writes, reception report for RRI in English. Date, 10th of January, 2024. Time, 21:30 to 22 UTC. Frequency, 7375 kHz. Simpo, all fours, strong signal. Radio, Sony ICF, SWGR with telescope antenna. Thank you very much, Hans. And please, keep them going. Thanks. And we move to the other side of the globe, to Southeast Asia, and we'll let the message speak for itself. Hello, my name is Mohammad Haidir Hashim from Penang. I'm rising to report reception for your broadcast on January the 10th, 2024, at 1729 to 1800 UTC on 11815, the Romanian language service. The program I heard was a male presenter talking in Romanian. Your signal quality was 43333 because significant noise, but still able to hear your broadcast. I will attach a video for your reference. Your broadcast was transmitted from Galbeni, Romania, to Israel, and I found out there is the same frequency from Radio Romania International, but in Hebrew, according to the shortwave schedule. I was monitoring you from Sabah, Vietnam, Selangor, Malaysia, with an XH Data D808 receiver. Thank you for your dedication to broadcasting information and entertainment for your listeners. Also, thank you for reading this report. Well, Mohammed, thank you for sending the report. It was nice and detailed, and we'd love to hear all sorts of details about our broadcasts and the way they are received abroad. And we're happy that you got pretty good reception in far away Malaysia. Thank you very much for your dedication, and please keep the reports coming. And it looks like this is about all the time we have for today's DX mailbag, and we look forward to reading your reports on the air next time. From Ikalin Kotsayo in West, it's all 70 screens.